Iowa State Senator Rich Taylor says he's confident his plan for determining the location of a county seat still has life in the legislature. The proposal from the Mount Pleasant Democrat requires a vote of the people on any county seat change instead of a vote of the county board. The bill passed the Democratic-controlled Senate on a party-line vote, but it appears to have stalled in the Republican-controlled House's local government committee. Taylor says that's surprising given the goal of the bill.
It's actually local control, and Republicans are all about local control.
Taylor says he has reached out to House leadership in recent weeks. He says their feedback has been positive, though a vote before lawmakers adjourn is far from a certainty. Taylor introduced the bill in response to the Lee County Board's actions last fall. Supervisors came close to voting on a plan to designate Fort Madison as its lone county seat, but the plan was pulled from consideration. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.